Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The big announcement yesterday by President Trump, officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But he said that the United States still wanted to negotiate a peace agreement. Israeli minister said moving the U.S. embassy would be destiny. The Times reporting the leader of Hamas called it an unaccountable gamble, Alan.
Well, it is receiving terrible grades all over the world. The Pope came out really forcefully against it. Obviously, the Trump administration is trying like crazy to find any kind of allies they can, but there's suspicious types like Duterte of the Philippines or Taiwan, which is, of course, the bad boy as far as China is concerned. So those people who depend on us very heavily are being leaned on to help. What is interesting is that despite the fact that a new intifada is being called for by the Palestinians, it doesn't really show right now that there's huge numbers in the streets or anything like that, and we don't know why that is, but one can only suspect it's going to get worse. I hope not, but one can suspect it's going to get worse. Obviously, this is going to be taken up at places like the United Nations, the Arab League, other places, and we'll see how this develops. The Israelis are delighted. The Trump administration says they're still behind the peace process, but it's hard to see how. And I think that those people in the American Jewish community are split on this in many ways. And you can just see that we're at the very beginning of a process.
Alan, yesterday the House passed H.R. 38, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which permits residents of states with a right to constitutional concealed carry to travel to other states. Lee Stefanik, the Republican in the North Country, voted for the act. Governor Cuomo says it will make New Yorkers less safe.
Well, the governor is certainly right on this, as he has been right all along on the gun issue. Congresswoman Stefanik has not shown herself to be what we would call a courageous individual. You know, guns are very popular in the North Country. And, you know, if the NRA says it's good, well, there are certain predictable political characters you can see going along with it all over the place. We used to have something in New York, I'm sure we still have it, called the Sullivan Law. You were caught with a concealed firearm, you were in real trouble. So here it is, folks. We have the disgrace, the national, worldly, every other kind of disgrace that we could have had with Sandy Hook and those poor children being wiped out and all of these other shooting incidents, and we go ahead and we make it worse. I would like to disassociate myself from everybody else because when I use the word we, I mean as a country. There are many people who just think that this is the road to hell.
Well, yesterday on the roundtable panel, many chuckles after this was announced. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will seek re-election for his country.
That was, that's a laugher. You know, I mean, it was like Stalin saying, I'm going to seek re-election. You know, the Russian experience is certainly expected. We have a country that adores dictatorship. No matter what we hear about resistance, we thought after the Soviet Union busted up that there was going to be a difference in the way in which that country was run. But you know, they've got a lot of history. A point I made on that roundtable program yesterday of dictatorial types, whether we call them kings or whatever else, and they are Russian leaders, and here comes this guy who is a KGB leader. And we see people being killed, we see political opponents being jailed, and to say nothing, David, of what we're seeing in terms of their attempts to interfere in American elections and in elections around the world, it's really getting to be a very, very serious subject, and the world community is going to have to react to it.
Speaking of a serious subject, impeachment, Alan, and questions about the mental state of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. House Democrats overwhelmingly joined Republicans to defeat an attempt to impeach President Donald Trump, saying, at least the Democratic side, it's too soon for something like that.
Well, yeah, politics is politics. It's clear that you got a Republican Congress, nobody's getting impeached. Clearly, the Democrats think that their best chances in 2018 are when you get this thing peaking right before that election. And so when they say too soon, it's with a wink and a nod because everybody understands what that means.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome, David, and thanks for being up so early.